All right, you chatters, you should be hearing us by now. And I don't have...
Oh, yeah, I heard it. Came over loud and clear.
Okay, very good. People in the chat room hearing us at Eurofolk Radio?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. I said, howdy, Pastor.
Outstanding.
Yeah, all right.
Outstanding.
Hear, hear.
Yeah, I had trouble on Sunday with Voice of Christian Israel because my computer froze up, and it was so slow, it wouldn't broadcast the show. So I had to do a system restore on my old computer, which I've always been using. Have not been able to make my new computer work with Butt. Okay. So in any case, I'm glad we're on the air. And we were so busy with Professor Truth. We just recorded a show with Professor Truth, which he'll be talking about. Does the Bible promote flat earth? And I would have to say, Pastor Steve, that the Bible is really inconclusive on the subject. There's only one verse, Job 26:7, where it says, the earth hangeth upon nothing, okay, where that might suggest that there's gravity and, you know, it's orbiting the sun, and there's nothing, you know, it's not a turtle. The earth is not riding on the back of a turtle.
Adolf Richter is in there, Heil Hitler.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, boy. An Israelite one hears this. Hi, Leroy.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Leroy.
Yeah, got it working. Seemed to have got it fixed. Right. Praise Yahweh.
Deutschland, Deutschland, über
alles. Über alles.
Right? Okay.
Right. Well,
we were so busy that we did not have time to think about a topic. So... But what we're going to, because it's a hot topic right now, it's really mainstream news even, and it's about South Africa and the secession movement. It's kind of black separatists and white separatists combining against the ANC. Okay.
Well, it's that little.
Cape Town.
The tribe of the little people over there, the Bushmen.
Mm-hmm.
Their king, and it was always their land. Well, they were they were persecuted and killed and murdered by both sides of everyone. And the king did a speech today. I was listening to the Andrew Carrington Hitchcock show, and that was one of the best shows I have heard done.
Mm-hmm. By Andy.
And at midnight tonight, evidently, the ANC is ordered out of the Cape. They have seceded. They've gone through the UN. They're being stonewalled, but there's so many of these little people, plus a whole bunch of blacks, plus a whole bunch of whites. And the king was talking about white genocide.
Wow.
What's going on over there? Hmm. I mean, in his speech, what a tremendous program. They're probably going to replay that Andy Hitchcock show. It's a repeat. When we're done, it would behoove you, if you really want to get your ears opened and get them excited, listen to that repeat show. Wow.
Okay, very good.
What a bombshell show. I was sitting on the edge of my chair. I was so excited. It's going to hit the fan over there, folks. Okay,
oh, yeah.
Straight up, those little Bushmen, there's so many of them, they've decided to fight.
Yeah.
There's millions of them. And they've seceded. This is our land. It's always been our land. And we're taking it back.
Yes.
And the ANC no longer has rule here. Their laws are null and void. They're not going to confiscate anybody's land and kill the white people. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
We say no.
Yes, absolutely.
And, boy, oh boy. Can you imagine that? Because these people are not dark Negroid black. They're more oriental looking than anything else, these little Bushmen.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And there's just a gazillion of them. And they're in cooperation with several other groups, including blacks at the ANC, because they're very tribal. They've been persecuting a whole bunch of people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they're the ones that are doing all the white genocide. They're killing whites left and right. And there's a whole bunch of whites that have moved down into that area. And whites, the Boers, are moving into Russia. They're giving land over in some of the provinces over there because they need good farmers. And these Boers are first-class farmers.
Mm-hmm.
And they need a white refuge. And Putin's giving them a white refuge. Because
that evil Putin.
and because Russia is going Christian again,
mm-hmm.
maybe not Christian identity, but they're going Orthodox Christian again. And the Jews are going nuts.
This is all very good news.
They're just, and this could be the start of it, folks.
Well, I mean, I know there's
we're watching ongoing scenarios, and look out, buddy, it may hit the fan.
Yep. Well, there's white, how should I put this, enclaves of whites-only groups throughout South Africa. They're forming now as we speak, and they're well-armed, and they're getting ready to challenge the ANC. If the ANC, because they're tired of the farmers and others being murdered and the raped, Cape Town, South Africa is the rape capital of the world, and it's one race against raping the other race.
Well, if they get the Cape and get things going down there, there's going to be a mass exodus of whites from the rest of the country. That area is about one third of South Africa,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to have the whites move down there, and the whites have been arming, and they're getting ready to resist. Well, the ANC may have shot themselves in the foot. They may have gone too far.
Yeah. Well,
we will see what happens, but it's going to be a wild ride.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. So.
Okay. Here, let's do the Russia to offer refuge status to 15,000 South African Boers. Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, that's great because the Boer people, right now, as far as I know, Australia is the only country that they've really been able to find asylum. A few migrated to America before the Mandela machine, communist machine, took over. And so there's a lot of them in Texas. I've met with some of these Texas Boers. But Russia, and going back to Europe, okay, make Europe white again too. Right? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So this article is from the New Nationalist, newnationalist.net. Russia to offer refuge to 15,000 Boers, July 8, 2018. So this is very recent. There is a story in Russian language media that looks very promising to hard-pressed Boers in South Africa. By the way, Pastor Martins was invited by this Xhosa King to meet with him and talk about this. So it looks to me, if I understand Pastor Martins correctly, he honors the right of the white Boers to have a separate ethnic state. Okay? He accepts that. That's my understanding, which would be tremendous. Now, we've had also in South Africa, the Zulu, the king of the Zulu, came out about 6 months ago and said South Africa was better off under white leadership.
Yeah.
Okay? Better off. Okay? And Robert Mugabe actually, and he started, kicking the white farmers out of Rhodesia, otherwise known as Zimbabwe, many years ago. And now, because blacks don't farm, he's inviting white farmers back to Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
But do you think they will? You know, I mean, fool me
I
once.
Remember what Mandela said: if we get rid of the white man, we'll starve.
Right.
He said that.
Wow.
And there, these new ANC people, kill the farmer, kill the Boer, kill the farmer, kill the Boer. Okay, then starve.
Go ahead. Yeah, starve.
Go ahead. Starve.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because they take over the farms, and all they can do is remove the copper piping and other metals and turn
them
into...
They loot the farms and sell all the stuff, and the houses fall into disrepair.
Right.
And they're living in squalor again.
Yeah. Again, exactly.
I mean,
they cannot farm.
Look, I have no sympathy for them. I'm sorry.
These blacks,
I got nothing for them.
These blacks are still living under the culture of hunter-gatherer with a little bit of, what do you call it, husbandry. A little bit of husbandry. They drive cattle around and sheep and goats, right? But they have never discovered the wheel, and they have never built a two-story house. And their language consists of a few hundred words at best, okay, their original languages. So...
Yeah.
They cannot farm. They don't know what farming means. Okay? They don't have it in them. Only the white race has this built into them.
But they are there. The only thing they're good at is extreme violence.
That's right. They're very good at that. Okay. The translated article states, the descendants of the Dutch colonialists of Africa, the Boers, can migrate to the North Caucasus as refugees, which is where we came from anyway. In the near future, representatives of this people in the near future plan to visit Stavropol and find out how you can move to the region. So this is apparently directed to Boers here. In the beginning of July, the delegation of Boers headed by Dr. Jan Adrian Slibus is scheduled to visit in the North Caucasus. The Komsomolskaya Pravda was told by the press service of the Ombudsman's office in the Stavropol territory. Guests from South Africa want to talk with the Cossacks, who were the ones who put up the biggest fight against the Bolsheviks, the Cossacks, with the local population, Stavropol politicians, and religious figures. If the regional authorities approve and support the Stavropol region, more than 15,000 Boers may be resettled from South Africa for farming, which is not acceptable for modern living conditions in their homeland. Yes, why? Why can't they farm in their current homeland? It's not the soil that's the problem. It's the politics. It is also planned that in the case of the success of the first batch of settlers, other Boers may settle in the Crimea, the Krasnodar territory, and the North Caucasus republics. Now, being identity, we understand that our origin, at least the Anglo-Saxon wave of Israelites, came across the Caucasus Mountains and populated Western and Northern Europe. Okay? So they would be going back home. I don't know if...
Through the Pass of Israel.
Amen.
Which still exists.
Yeah, it still exists. It's still called that by the local residents. Mm-hmm. Right? And this was what? Well, 750 years before the Jewish diaspora, before the Jews ever moved from any place they've ever lived into the West, into basically Khazaria and Spain, and also Sicily. And also they populated the Eastern Empire, okay, that those are the primary areas that the Sephardic Jews migrated to and then merged with the Ashkenazi Jews. Neither one of these groups of people ever were Israel. They converted, the Edomite Jews, the Sephardics, were descendants of Esau, not of Israel, okay? And they created Judaism. There was no such thing as Old Testament Judaism. That's a lie, okay? So here's a movie here. I won't play it because I haven't had a chance to review it. But the article continues. Since 2007, the Union of Slavic Communities of Stavropol, which emerged from a split within Russian national unity, has been active in coordinating Russian nationalist initiatives, supporting the actions of militant Cossacks, and opposing ethnic Caucasian migration into the Kraal. Okay, well, maybe that's changed. Okay, that's a really nice map here, Dagestan. Now, just because these republics seem to have, what is it, Muslim names, Dagestan, right? But others don't. Okay, Chechnya, for example, North Ossetia, Karachev, Cherkessia. Some of these are simply old Russian, old Slavic names, right? Not necessarily Arabic or Muslim. And of course, there's Georgia. Georgia, it has always been a white country. Increased.
Georgia,
Yeah, right. Georgia.
Georgia.
Take me to those Georgian mountains, la la la.
Yep.
Increasingly, Russians are questioning whether they want the North Caucasus republics to remain as part of the Federation. Well, then, let the Boers have it. Let them go back home. Armenia is another one.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. And according to a 2011 poll, a fifth of the Russian population supports separating North Caucasus republics from Russia, and almost half of Russians believe life would improve in the country if the North Caucasus republics were to become independent. Okay. The ethnic,
Fine.
yeah, fine.
No problem.
Yeah, and let the Boers move there. The ethnic Russian population is less than 4% in Chechnya, Dagestan, and Ingushetia. I've never heard of that country. All right. Now here's an interesting, here's the quandary we have, Pastor Steve. Where are the Jews going to move to? Because they're not welcome in
Hell.
Palestine. Yeah, right? Is there a place on earth where they can actually move to, besides Madagascar, that would have
Well,
them?
they've got that volcano out there that's erupting. They could settle on the side of the volcano. It'd be warm.
Warm, and they could
And they could go swimming in the lake of fire. No problem.
There you
I
go.
mean, hey, look. It's where they're headed anyway.
Yeah. I don't know how large these territories are, but Stavropol Frey has a population of nearly 3 million people. Okay. It is 81% ethnic Russian. Okay. And are these people going to move out? I don't see why there's any reason for them to move out. Just let the Boers move in and be farmers. Okay. Australia has had an excellent experience with white South African immigrants and is pushing for more. Turnbull Attorney General Christian Porter pledged in April to help at-risk farmers applying for visas, telling the Australian newspaper, quote, "The more South Africans in our local community, the better." It's better than
Yep,
Muslims.
turn it into another breadbasket right there.
Right.
They'll do it because they have the touch,
Yeah.
because they're Israel.
Amen. Amen. So now let's compare the obviously the Chinese have had millennia of experiencing with rice and a few other crops, but they don't have the experience that the white farmer has with the grains, the other grains that we have, the barley, the wheat, and other such grains. Okay, but rice, yeah, they're very good with rice and a few others, bamboo, right? Bamboo
There you
shoots,
go.
right? They're good with
Well.
bamboo shoots, okay? And that's because that's local stuff. But mass farming, the way the white race has done, nobody does it better than us. We have actually fed the world over the last few centuries when the rest of the world was starving. America was able to feed them. See, this is the evil white race that the left always talks about. Okay?
Well, of
So,
course.
yeah, right. Okay, it's interesting. He says, more than any other place in Australia, South Africans have made their home in the north coast of WA. What is that? Wow, WA, Western Territories? I don't know what WA stands for. Sorry.
Washington.
Yeah, right. No, we're still talking about Australia here. In my electorate, they are hardworking and make a huge contribution to our local community, Porter said. with Cyril Ramaphosa in control of the Republic
or
of
Western Australia.
There you go, Western Australia. Okay. That's it. Okay. Time may be running short. There has been an increase of late in murders and attacks on white farmers. For the last 20 years. Mm-hmm. As is typical of any hidden ethnic cleansing, the data is convoluted and difficult to ascertain. Well, why do they want to leave? To put this in proper perspective, it appears that attacks run under 1,000 a year and murders under 100. Well, I mean, because the farmers are such a small population to begin with, this is a huge percentage of their population. Okay. The threat of land seizure without compensation has been made by government officials, including the president.
And that's what the people in South Africa that I was just talking about want to stop.
Right.
They said there will be none of that.
Right.
So that goes directly against the ANC.
Amen. Amen. So I would say that the ANC is on the verge of collapse. When even black tribes want to secede from the
ANC. They're on the verge of war.
Right.
They'll be bolstered by you know who.
Yes. All right, but it's going to be very violent. We're going to have to, keep Pastor Martins in your prayers, folks, because I don't see how this is going to be done without major violence. Major violence. Yep. Okay.
It's not.
Right. Okay, so that's one good thing. That's the good side of this story is Russia will be accepting Boers, and Australia has already begun accepting Boer people,
yep.
immigrants. Okay. All right, so could the Western Cape secede? Crimea's mainly Russian citizens have just voted to leave Ukraine and rejoin Mother Russia. Wow. They say it's about language and culture. Crimea has always been part of Russia and was given to Ukraine as recently as 1954. That was Khrushchev that did that. Why he did that, I don't know, but he did it. At that point, Ukraine itself was part of the Soviet Union, so it didn't really matter. Leave aside President Putin's thuggish... President Putin has not been thuggish toward the Ukrainians. That's a lie. So this looks like this is a liberal website here. But let's see what else they have to say. Then there's the case of the Catalans of Spain. Centered on the beautiful city of Barcelona, the region of Catalonia looks set for a full showdown with Spain's Madrid-based government. Okay. Separatist sentiment has grown for a number of years despite a high degree of regional autonomy in Spain. Okay. Well, what was one of Wilson's 14 points was that ethnic solidarity, that the right of people to have their own ethnic state will be guaranteed. However, the Treaty of Versailles did exact opposite and created a bunch of Balkanized states with artificial governments. Okay.
Yeah. Right? I need to found a state of redneck.
Yeah, right, there you go. I've been there a few times, actually.
Yeah, sure.
All right, there you go. Catalonia's
finest folks in the world.
Yes, right. Except for the KJV-only crowd. Catalonia's president, Artur Mas, is pushing for a referendum on the question, which he has promised for later this year. He's just been knocked back hard. Spain's constitutional court says it will strike down any such vote as illegal. So they don't want to recognize an ethnic minority and allow them to have independence. Okay. So yeah. this is going to be more violence, folks. Where did he begin talking about South Africa here? Let me scroll down. Okay, he talks about the Scots, and it looks like the next paragraph. Let me talk about the Scots here. Are the Scots truly a people distinct from their fellows in England, Wales, and Northern Ireland? Well, they're descendants of Scota, right? Not all of the English, Welsh, and Northern Irish are descendants of Scota, although the blood has been mixed, that's for sure.
Scottish.
Yes, right, there you go.
Men of Scota.
Yeah. My mother was Scottish, my father English. Oh, he's mixed. So I'll sit
firmly. Oh, he's a mutt. Oh, my. Mutt, right?
So I'll sit firmly on the fence on that question, happily clutching my South African passport.
Oh, man.
All right. But proponents of a yes vote suggest that Scotland would be much better off as an independent nation. Cash once again plays a role. Plus, you know, they don't want to be ruled over by the Queen.
No.
And her Jewish bankers. All right? That's what that's all about. But if secession or independence is as much about economics as it is about distinct national characteristics, it's yes, it's about race. Has the time perhaps come to examine the question as it pertains to the Western Cape?
Well, okay. I mean, Pastor Martin is educating people in Christian identity.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine a great many of those people will band together because it's a racial divide, and we're commanded to be racially separate. So we could get a real presence going down there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And what's it say in Scripture? Those who don't want to destroy Israel, those that are not attacking true mm-hmm. Israel,
right?
They will be saved from destruction when Yeshua Messiah comes back. They won't become Israel.
Right.
They won't get eternal life. They won't get the new divine body. But they won't be wiped out. But the others that have tried to destroy us, and you know who I'm talking about, mm-hmm. they are doomed.
Yes.
Tough yes. toenails.
Right. Yes, I agree with Adolf Richter. There is no political solution.
That's right.
Okay.
He knows. All of us know.
Right. But nevertheless, we have to demonstrate to Yahweh that we want to preserve our race. And so we've got to make that demonstration. If that means going to war against these people, that's what it means.
Well,
okay.
Sell your cloak and buy a sword.
There you go. Right?
Yeah.
Right.
I got another one coming. I got another, a better quality katana coming.
Yeah. Doc Waterman says, will we in America go as far down the hole as South Africa before we start fighting back, right? Well, it's gotten pretty bad
start
in
the third answer.
Yeah, the third war, right?
Well, right. John, good to see you in the chat room. Brother, you need to get healed up, brother.
Right, yeah.
We need you. We need you bad, John.
Drink more beer.
We really do, and drink more beer. But get healed up from that near disaster that happened to
right.
you.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
We're pulling for you, brother. We
Amen.
Are.
Amen. So, and I forgot to mention from the other article that the Boer people made treaties with the, I think it's Hosa people. First of all, they actually prevented
those are the Bushmen.
Right.
That's the ones I'm talking about.
Right. Yeah. They actually prevented the Zulu from wiping them out. Right? So don't tell me that the white people in South Africa are evil. Those Xhosa people would be gone. The Zulu would have wiped them out if the Boer people had not defended them and made war against the Zulu. Right, they had no choice because the Zulu had made war against them. And Blood River is the encampment that they had, and the Zulu would have wiped them all out.
Now those people have really proliferated in the past years, and from the way they talked on Andy's show today, I can't say enough about that show. It's going to be on right after Yahweh's Covenant People. It's going to repeat.
Tonight?
Okay.
You might want to listen to that show. It's very exciting. You will really like it.
Right. Well, the encouraging thing is that all over the world, white people are beginning to rebel against the Jew World Order. Okay?
That's right.
Yeah. We have four or five different movements on the internet of people abandoning the Democratic Party, liberalism, and feminism. Hashtag walk away. Hashtag, what was the other one? Red pill movement. And several others. They're all abandoning feminism. They're all abandoning the Democratic Party. They're abandoning liberalism. And because they realize that they've been had, not by the Jew World Order, they're not hip to that, but by the Democratic Party and
well,
by
same
liberalism.
Thing.
Yeah.
Adolf, I just finished my giant raw vegetable salad.
Oh, okay.
With cucumbers and no lettuce. I don't bother with lettuce.
Bamboo
and,
shoots?
Bell peppers and just, oh, man, you know.
Yeah.
Cauliflower, broccoli, cayennes that I grew, just delicious. And I can fill up on that raw vegetables. It keeps my sugar level down and my energy level up. And I'm taking all my DIY health mineral stuff. And, man, I'll tell you what, man, I even broke into a run today to catch a bus. And I just turned 72 the other day on the 16th.
Okay.
And, even after this heart attack, man, I broke into a run, and I wasn't even out of breath when I caught
the bus. All right. All right. Yeah, yeah.
So there you go.
Right. It's very good.
Diet and exercise.
Mm-hmm. No. Well, your MD will not advise you that. Here, take these prescription drugs.
I don't have an MD.
Yeah,
I have a health lady that's a physician's assistant, but she's holistic.
Right.
And they went crazy over that, and she agrees with everything that I'm doing. And, man, my health is.
Yeah,
she's
better.
Not trying to pump drugs into me at all.
That's good. That's good.
And, wow.
Okay, so the author asks the question here. Would an independent Western Cape be better off without the rest of South Africa?
Well, the area that has seceded is one third of South Africa.
Oh, wow.
Realize that?
That's a lot.
That's the land area that they're, and they got all these people that are down there that are all pulling together.
Okay.
And the ANC is trying to ignore them, but midnight tonight.
Yeah, that's incredible. Midnight tonight. Wow. Well, we'll see if...
That's the time level. We'll see what we will see.
We'll see if South Africa is smoking by morning, right?
Well, I mean, that lady that was on Andy's show, she's a correspondent over there. She's filling in everybody, and I'm sure... She'll contact Andy and let everybody know he may have another show tomorrow on this.
Mm-hmm.
If it hits the fan and blows up.
Oh, yeah, we got to watch this.
Everybody's going to be in on that.
Right.
Okay?
Right. Yeah, yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
what can
mm-hmm.
I say?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, I assume, I'm not sure, I assume that the ANC government is headquartered in Johannesburg. Which is, I don't know how many hundreds of kilometers north of Cape Town. So it's Cape Town is far to the south, and Johannesburg is north central. So that would be the seat of government, I would assume. I've never talked to Pastor Martins about that. But, yeah, I mean, there's no reason why that province couldn't have its own economy. And it'd be better off.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And if they rebuilt everything like it used to be,
mm-hmm.
all that tourist trade would come back. That's a huge economy right there.
Right. Well, South Africa is the rape capital of the world. You know, I don't know how soon white women would be going back there anytime soon.
Well, right? That's the ANC people that are mm-hmm. doing that.
Right. That's right.
And they're going to get a taste of the assegai. That's that short throwing spear.
Okay.
They're gonna do a whole bunch of them, and you watch. I can smell it coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I don't see how this could possibly end peacefully. The ANC is not going to give up with fight because they're backed by the International Jew, and the
and
Jews
they
are never
straight
give
up communists.
That's
and
right.
White haters.
That's right.
They
exactly.
are white haters. Extraordinaire. Yeah. They hate the white man.
Right. But the only thing in the favor of the secessionists is that the blacks are so disorganized. You know, they can commit terrorist acts against poor people and against unarmed people, but actually fight? actually fight against an armed force against it? I don't think so. They'll probably be very easy to overthrow. Okay? Because they gain
control
by subterfuge.
Well, if they've got the armed white Boers and other white people there, they will be overcome.
Yes, right. They won't have
because we're the greatest. We are the white race is the greatest warriors on earth.
Amen. Amen. Wrath of the awakened Saxon, folks.
Well.
Okay. Now, if the Xhosa people are allied with the Boers and other whites against the ANC, that would be even more problems for the ANC. And I don't know how many other black tribes would be involved here. But the general consensus is that nobody likes the ANC except the Jews. Only the Jews and the black, you know, politicians surrounding the ANC.
Well, they bleed like everybody else.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. And
they can't run an economy.
45,000 women are raped in the U.S. every year. Adolf says that.
Okay.
In the chat room.
Yeah, yeah, by blacks primarily.
95%. The United States is a rape capital.
Yeah, right. So, and this is all about black
and white.
And
Sweden's doing its best to catch up.
That's right. Tiny little Sweden doing its best to catch up. All right. So, would the rest of South Africa be improved by losing one of its largest provinces? No, it wouldn't, because they'd be left with the ANC. Cash, once again, is at the forefront of this question. Currently, the province is governed by the DA. Don't know what that is. And district, no, I don't know. Not district attorney, I don't think. And governed rather better than those provinces ruled by the ANC. Okay, I could buy that. Probably anything's better. Look at Detroit. Yeah, it's ruled by violent blacks, to say nothing of the country as a whole. There is little appetite for corruption in this province's administration, nor are its politicians permitted to live high on the hog at taxpayer expense. Motor vehicles are modest, in stark contrast to those driven by the members of the national government. So, in other words, what he's trying to say is that this district, which encompasses the Cape, is more moderately and honestly run. I would imagine it's mainly white people. Okay. Yeah. There is also a distaste within the DA for large, badly run state enterprises. Yeah, join the club, which guzzle public money like SAA. It's fair to assume that an independent Western Cape would not have its own airline. I would imagine that would happen pretty soon. This would be a country whose economics were firmly rooted in capitalism and not the often loopy socialism of the ANC. Loopy? What's loopy? Little Latin loopy-loo? Presumably, it would therefore be more attractive to foreign... Of course it would. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, so here's a couple of logistic points here. But there would also be some harsh realities for this secessionist venture. One elderly nuclear power station at Coburg would not be enough to sustain its economy. They'll figure out other forms of energy. There would have to be significant investment in wind and solar power. Quite a few of the financial services companies currently headquartered in Cape Town would shift to Johannesburg, South Africa's real economic powerhouse. Yeah, yeah, with all kinds of assistance from international banks. Wonderful wine farms, windy beaches, and scraggy Karoo sheep farms might not be enough to produce sufficient wealth either. They don't need handouts from the international bankers. I'll bet you right your bottom dollar, Pastor Steve, that this province, once gains independence, would outshine the rest of South Africa pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty quick. All right.
They get rid of all the criminal thugs and get the crime under control. They can reopen Sun City.
Right. Sin City?
Sun City.
Okay, right.
And that was a major, major tourist attraction.
Uh-huh, okay.
Big time. Yeah. It was a deluxe resort. And
right.
It could be again. They just have to rein in the trash.
Right. Well, as it is, blacks take over the beaches, act violently toward any whites who would be on the beaches, and leave piles of trash every single day. And poop, right? Mm-hmm. So this is what we have under black anarchy. This is what it is. It's anarchy. Okay.
Well,
all right. Now here's...
They're going to have to rein that stuff in. They're going to have to stop it.
Okay.
And yeah. You get caught pooping on a beach, first of all, they make you eat it. And then they just beat you down.
Mm-hmm. And yes.
Throw you in the ocean and let your sharks eat you.
Right.
You got to eat, you know. Yeah. Save the sharks. Save the sharks. Well, yeah. Well, never mind.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, they could have build casinos, right? I'm sure South Africa has those already. That's probably what drives their economy outside of the handouts they get from the international bankers. So, yeah, okay, whites resisting Jewish economy. That's really what this is all about, folks. And I'm just looking at the American Renaissance site here. South African whites prepare for anarchy by Jared Taylor. This is March 15, 2017. Sidelanders will protect non-combatants, we hope. We hope. And anyway, this is just a video, very little written content. So, I won't be able, for more information about Sidelanders, go here. I'll see.
Sidelanders.
Yes.
Southlanders.
Right. Southlanders. Exactly. That's what it means. That's what they're calling themselves. So I'm opening up this link to the Southlanders. Okay. It shows a truck burning on the highway. Right. And
they showed a photo of Chicago, huh?
Right, right. Blacks tipping a bus over,
again,
trash, and blacks stoning each other. Okay. I don't want to turn the sound on. I'm not sure how this is going to work. So, yeah, another bus burning. This is what's going on in South Africa, folks. Yeah, Detroit. It's turning into Detroit. That's the most we can say.
Well, maybe it has to get worse before it gets better.
Right, right.
Ever think of that?
Yeah, and I think the whites realize that.
They've got to let all these people come out and start doing their stuff and then just shoot them down.
Mm-hmm.
Just mow them down.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Like and I said, sharks got to eat.
Yes, yes.
Throw them in with the great whites and they can be really fat.
Right. Yeah, I think they have the mega sharks now. Have been discovered big enough to topple a small fishing boat. A group of South African fishermen disappeared in a big bite mark on the side of the boat. All right. Okay. So 2 decades. It's not like the mainstream media doesn't know that this ain't working. This is globe to go. 2 decades after apartheid ended, racial tensions rattling South Africa. Zelda LaGrange, a former assistant to Nelson Mandela, she looks white, said in a tweet that President Jacob Zuma brutalized whites.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Well.
That's being honest.
Only because the whites would tolerate it.
Mm-hmm. Where's the headline in Chicago Tribune about this? Okay. Won't happen, folks. Will not hold. Zelda LaGrange was the poster child for the Rainbow Nation. She was the blonde Afrikaner girl who grew up in a racist pro-apartheid family and famously became the assistant to Nelson Mandela, who taught her the power of racial reconciliation and forgiveness. Sure he did. But today, after a shocking outburst on Twitter about how whites aren't welcome in South Africa anymore, which presumably means her, Ms. LaGrange has become a symbol of something more disturbing. This is from a liberal perspective. Well, of course, it's the Globe and Mail, right? So you're going to get the globalist perspective on this. What's disturbing? The growing racial tensions in a country that was once seen as a model of how to conquer official segregation. No, it wasn't. It was black power. That's all it ever was. 20 years after the death of apartheid, there are signs that racism is mounting a comeback, if it ever went away. Well, black racism against whites? In Cape Town. Yeah, go ahead.
What it was, the Jews couldn't take over completely on their own, so they used blacks as muscle.
Right.
And then when they wrecked it all, now they've taken over.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. And
that's how that works.
And Jews have left because there's no economy left to parasitize. Right. And Jews, Pastor Martins talked about an anecdote of a Jew who stopped at a gas station to get petrol. And the black attendants, didn't treat him very well. And he says to them, "Why are you bothering me? I'm a Jew." They say, "Well, you look white to us." Bang, bang, stomp, stomp, right? Yeah. Yeah, so they're becoming the victims of their own policies, which is really good.
Okay. Well, they want to claim to be white. Take the flack.
Yeah, that's there you go. Take the persecution.
Mm-hmm.
In Cape Town, there are widespread reports that some restaurants and landlords discriminate against blacks. Whoa! Jim Crow. Refusing to let them book tables or rent houses. Why? Because they destroy the tables and the houses.
That's right.
The prejudice has become so blatant that one resident has gone onto Facebook to post a list of non-discriminatory restaurants, so that blacks know where to take their business. Okay. All right.
Well, mm-hmm. Now, if this comes to pass down there, they're going to run a lot of the blacks out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because those, whatever the name of those people is, they're not black. They're, mm-hmm. they're more Oriental.
Okay.
And they're little bitty people.
Right.
But a little bitty fellow with an AK-47 can still kill you.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. Okay. In several notorious cases in comfortable middle-class suburbs, blacks were violently attacked by white residents who falsely accused them of being prostitutes or criminals. I don't think it's a false accusation.
No.
What do they know about this? Again, this is the Globe and Mail, folks. Mm-hmm. I believe it's a Toronto paper, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Okay. At least 16...
That's Canada.
Yeah, yeah, it's even more liberal than the ANC. At least 16 such cases of racial violence have occurred recently in the Western Cape alone, according to one local court. I'm glad I opened this page. I never heard of this stuff. That blacks were not being served in white restaurants in South Africa. That's what we used to have here, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they had tables out back. They could sit out back.
Sure. For their part, they could have their chitlins and hog jowls. Right?
Whatever.
They had a black kitchen and a white kitchen. Mm-hmm. I'm just kidding about that, folks. For their part, some whites see themselves as the victims of racial discrimination. Oh, no doubt about that. Globe and Mail, have you got eyes? Because of South Africa's policies of affirmative action and black economic empowerment, some claim they are victims of a white genocide, putting that in quotations, because of the large number of murders of white farmers. It's not like they're denying that these murders take place.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now here is an absolute lie.
Yep.
Although the studies have found that the murders are mostly motivated by robbery rather than racial hatred.
So they're singing, please, kill the farmer, kill the boar, and then that's, yeah. That's why,
please,
they rob and then kill, right?
Yeah. Here is a liberal liar.
Oh, okay.
Unbelievable. Some whites have even tried to rewrite history. One of the country's most famous Afrikaner singers, Steve Hofmeyr, triggered a storm of outrage recently when he tweeted that blacks were the architects of apartheid. Well, if the blacks had simply stopped burning down the hospitals, schools, and other buildings and homes that the whites had built for them, And if they had lived in those buildings peaceably, then it wouldn't have got so bad, right? Mm-hmm. But the whites never built a wall of separation like the Jews have with the Palestinians. I'll bet the Globe and Mirror never talks about that. Okay. Ms. LaGrange stepped into this minefield last Saturday when she tweeted her anger at President Jacob Zuma, who had given a speech in which he said all the trouble began in 1652 when Jan van Riebeck arrived with the first Dutch settlers and founded the settlement that became Cape Town. Well, that was the Dutch East India Company, which was, of course, run by Dutch Jews. Dutch Jewish bankers, okay? But no, that's a lie, because it was virtually uninhabited territory.
That's right. There's nobody there?
There's nobody there. And certainly nobody to farm the land. Ms. LaGrange temporarily changed her Twitter to handle to Zelda van Riebeck. That's pretty daring of her. This woman's got spunk. And accused Mr. Zuma of having a constant go at whites, which is the truth. Uh-huh. Yeah. So here's Zelda. She believed the commie lies, and now she has awakened to reality. Wow.
Took the red pill.
Yeah, she took the red pill, right?
She Boing.
Said, yeah, right.
Oh, my.
Yeah, now she can see. She said that the tax money of the white taxpayers was good enough to finance Mr. Zuma's palatial village residence at Nkandla. Yet he still brutalized whites. Jacob Zuma, quote, Jacob Zuma made it clear whites are not welcome in South Africa, she tweeted, while warning that white investors would leave the country. Yes, they will.
Well, they already have.
They already have. Right? And what are they going to do? They're just going to rely on international handouts from the international Jewish banks. That's their only hope. The ANC.
Well, they're going to engineer a big war, a mass genocide, and then after it's all over and after the Jews have sold arms to both sides, they'll move in and just take over everything and make all the survivors on both sides slaves.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Through laws, you know.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
The war's over. You don't need those guns anymore.
Yeah. Right. Africa. Every woman is raped from age 2 of. Yeah. And they still. The AIDS epidemic is still raging in Africa among blacks.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Primarily among blacks and homosexuals, because these blacks have no, they're not heterosexuals, put it that way. They're not heterosexuals. And they actually believe that having sex with a 2-year-old girl will cure AIDS, right? This is one of the rumors they start, and that just gives them an excuse to rape little girls, right? So this is what's going on in Africa land, and there's no turning back from this, folks. It's a real serious problem that will not be solved because blacks are incapable of ruling. It's just as simple as that. That's not a racist statement, folks. That is the fact. Look at Detroit. Look at any American city that's run by blacks. They're hellholes. Total, absolute hellholes. Washington, yep. D.C. What was the guy, mayor's name?
Marion Barry.
The guy was a convicted dope addict. And they reelected him.
Yeah, and they put a whorehouse in across the street from the White House. And he would go, I'm serious.
Really?
They put a whorehouse across the street from the White House. And he would go over there all the time.
And then Barack Obama turned the White House into a whorehouse. So they're on both sides of the street. Okay, after much criticism on social media, Ms. LaGrange issued a lengthy apology, but by then the damage was done. the Secretary General of the ruling African National Congress denounced Ms. LaGrange of being a spoilt white person who was sowing racial division. No, she was telling the truth. She must have had a couple of drinks before she tweeted. One more short paragraph here. It was Anglican Bishop Desmond Tutu, the Nobel Prize laureate. Oh, my God. For what? White racism? Anti-white racism? Who first proclaimed in 1994 that South Africa was the Rainbow Nation, an optimistic view of racial harmony in a country where 80% of the population is black, 8% is white, 9% is mixed race, and 3% Asian. Okay. But only, you know, well, I would say the taxpayers are almost all the whites. So the 10% of white people have been supporting the 80% of blacks ever since this, really, what this is.
Who's supporting them all in this country?
That's right. That's right. So, and if we weren't feeding them, they would have died out a couple of hundred years ago. You can thank the Christian missionaries for this major, you know, faux pas in racial.
Well, famine is black birth control.
There you go. There you go.
Okay.
Well. Right. Right. Yeah. And then they took a poll.
Call the herd.
Yeah, right. They took a poll that blacks in South Africa, I forget, 20% or 40%, still admit to cannibalism.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they practice voodoo.
Right. They learned Christianity, but they practice
That's
voodoo.
That's what What's-His-Face said on Andy's show the other day, that they need to do voodoo curses and hang them up in their white villages. Well,
right.
We don't do that.
Yeah.
And that goes against Yahweh's teachings.
Yeah.
And there have been complaints about that. I saw that on the in the chat room.
Yep. Yep. Here's another. Here's another blatant
suggesting lie. That we use Satanism to combat these people, hang them up in the doorways over there, these juju signs or whatever they are. That would bring a curse from Yahweh on us.
The friction is also a result of a growing amnesia over the horrors of apartheid. That's a lie. That's an absolute
They live
lie.
Better under apartheid than they've ever lived. Same way the slaves over here live better than they ever did in Africa.
That's right. Yeah, blacks living under apartheid had better homes, better cars, cleaner streets than whites in the Soviet Union. Okay? That's your object of comparison. They lived better than white people in the Bolshevik Jewish state. All right?
Yeah.
So the Globe and Mail, of course, is composed of Freemasons and Jews, and they're going to lie through their teeth. No, this is a good sign, folks. This is a really good sign. All right. We've put this show together at the last minute. Hope you enjoyed it. And stay tuned. Andy's show is coming up right after this. All right?
Absolutely. Y'all got to hear it.
Okay.
Believe me, it'll be worth listening to. I'm amazed.
Okay.
Great show.
Thanks for listening, folks. And please stay tuned to Your Folk Radio. You can have it in the background while you sip your sangria. Yahweh bless. Bye-bye.
Praise Yahweh.
All right, let me stop recording.